Speaking Thursday at the 33rd plenary of the Joint Monitoring and Evaluation Commission, or JMEC, the body tasked with monitoring implementation of the 2018 peace agreement, Information Minister Michael Makuei called for the lifting of the arms embargo.
We have been calling upon you here and calling upon the regional organizations and the international community to press on the Security Council to lift the arms embargo so that we arm these people in order to enable them to perform their functions and duties.
But at the same event, U.S. Ambassador to South Sudan Michael J. Adler said the UN Security Council has established 5 benchmarks for the review and potential modification of the embargo.
This includes formation, redeployment, and resource allocation to the necessary unified forces, something far more than the mere fraction of personnel we understand have been deployed of the Phase 1 graduates, and certainly requiring movement on Phase 2.
In May, South Sudan approved 3.67 billion South Sudan pounds for the deployment of necessary unified forces who graduated in Phase 1. The revitalized peace deal requires the parties to train, graduate, and deploy 83,000 unified forces to take charge of security during the transitional period until the country holds elections. So far, the government has graduated 53,000 forces. Makuei says the government has deployed hundreds of those who graduated in Phase 1.
Deployed now, and some of them have already reached their destinations. Some left yesterday, others have been. Phase 2 is now being prepared to enter the training center, to go to the cantonment sites and go to the training center.
Ambassador Adler says the country's parties should learn a lesson from Sudan's conflict between two military commanders who have been fighting since mid-April for control of the country.
If you did not understand on April 14th why this country needs a single military, a single police force, with single chains of command, you ought to have understood it on April 15th. And if there is failure here, it will be the failure of all parties participating in this agreement.
Adler says the benchmarks also include progress on DDR, or disarmament, demobilization and reintegration of former fighters as stipulated in the agreement.
Benchmarks also include progress on DDR. That requires allocation of resources. It includes managing existing arms and ammunition stockpiles. And we know there are plenty of weapons in this country. It includes completion of the Strategic Defense and Security Review process, as well as the Joint Action Plan on SGBV.
In 2018, the UN Security Council approved Resolution 2428, which imposed an arms embargo on South Sudan. In May, the Council decided to renew the embargo until May 31, 2024, on measures that direct all member states to prevent the direct or indirect supply, sale or transfer of arms to the territory of South Sudan. The resolution was approved by 10 votes in favor and 5 abstentions. Amnesty International called the extension welcome news for millions of civilians who have suffered human rights violations by people with guns, including horrific cases of rape and other sexual violence. For VOA News, I am Charlton Doki in Juba.